Kelly Clarkson on 9 to 5, the Beat of Montreal, your feel-good station. I was going to mention this earlier or later in the show, but it makes sense to do it earlier after that song. What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, Sarah Bartok.
Yes.
Who started working out with a trainer yesterday.
I
so
did.
Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank
because,
you.
Because it's different. It's different. It's different working out with a trainer.
It is.
And how do you feel today, first day?
Oh, I can feel that I worked out yesterday.
Feel the burn.
I'm going to this place called DNA, which is by Atwater, AMC Atwater, DNA Fitness. And so yesterday was like just a test, you know, just to try to start. Let's start it. Let's see how you're going. And my legs were literally shaking and they felt like jello after. And then you kind of go, do I really want to do this?
That was my first question. Did he or she, did he go like really hard off the first day, or do they break you in and go?
I don't know, because it felt hard to me, but he might have been thinking, I'll go easy on you. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, it was definitely a workout. I was sweating. It was running and then a whole bunch of jumping and legs. And, you know, squats are the worst. I hate squats. Oh, gosh, they hurt. And so it was good. And I said, he goes, what do you hope to gain? What do you want? I said, I want to look like I work out. I want, that's what I want, okay. My eventual goal. And he goes, well, we can do that. 4 to 6 months, I'm saying.
Wow. Because a friend of mine showed me a video of his, I was thinking of it too, but it was so intense. Like I thought it was going to be like, okay, you know, do 20 of these. But it was like, go, go, go. And it was too intense for me. And that's
really?
Just watching it. I said, I need someone that's going to say, okay, here's what's next and to guide me. But I can't have it. Was he on you? Like, is he on you? Like,
well, yeah, because he's counting down the time and he's like, come on, Sarah, do 10 more. We could do this and da da da. You're looking good. So it was a lot of encouragement. But the thing is, as I said in the gym yesterday, I go, listen, the only time I like people telling me what to do is in the gym. Other than that, in the rest of my life, don't tell me what to do. But in the gym and when we're training, you can tell me what to do because I need that. I was doing it on my own at the Y and it was great and it was working and I was enjoying it. But it's too easy and I can make it easy on myself. If I don't feel like doing this or doing that, or I can cut it short or I can leave. And so this time I felt, okay, I need somebody to take me over this plateau.
Good. Because the only time I get inspired by hearing, come on, just give me 10 more. 10 more is when I'm eating Timbits. Because that's like, no problem.
That's not
no
true.
No problem. I can do 10. I can do 10 more.
Whoa.
Anyways, good for you.
Thank you. I'm going to keep progress on this.
I'm very happy for you.
Oh,
it's
thanks.
Exciting.
Wow, now the pressure's really on.
Do you need an Advil or an Aleve or something?
No, I'm okay nothing? Right now. Okay. Maybe you can massage my legs.
Star Talk with Bartok is coming up just after 6 o'clock. Hey.
I belong to a gym now. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't belong there at all, but I go. I go. There's big guys at the gym. Have you seen the big gym guys? Always asking each other what part of the body they're working out to. You know, like, what are you working out today? Back and butt. I had no idea. First time I went, they're like, what are you working out today? I was like, childhood issues?
What did we learn today, Sarah Bartok?
Well, I got a personal trainer, and I was working with Danny yesterday, and he's been keeping me motivated.
Was he on you? Like, is he on you? Like,
well, yeah, because he's counting down the time, and he's like, come on, Sarah, do 10 more, and we could do this, and da-da-da, you're looking good. So it was a lot of encouragement.
Because the only time I get inspired by hearing, come on, just give me 10 more. 10 more is when I'm eating Timbits. Because that's like, no problem.
That's not
no
true.
No problem, I can do 10. I can do 10 more.
And also this morning, funny enough, we got a number of calls asking us if we here on the Beat Breakfast really get along as well as it sounds.
I used to work with this guy. One of my friends insisted that we didn't like each other. So, for example, Sean, one of my friends would say, Sean, you could tell the tension on the air between Sean and Kat.
Yeah, but between us, it's sexual tension. It's totally
different. We have a club sandwich, a fruit plate, and a side of hot beef steak.
And that's the way we like it. Stuntman Sam's planning a pool party, and he'll be wearing a Speedo.
We'll even serve you breakfast.
All right.
In the Speedo, or? Because that's not really how I usually like to eat.
I leave it up to person who has pool. Breakfast now, sausage later.
Very nice.
Now, you haven't heard a story until you heard a Sarah Bartok story. Oh. Today's story entitled Road Rage.
He's standing there and he goes, what? You think just because you drive an Audi, you can tell me what to do?
And I look at and I pause, you know, and I stand there and I go, well, no, just so you know, I had the right of way as the green light was on and you were in the lane and I didn't want to hit you. So I was just giving you a little toot to get you to go out of the way. All of a sudden he kind of stands up a little bit and he starts smiling. He goes, you're articulate. I like you. Wow. I like you.
And now they're dating.
Did you get his number?